This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hanna. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. And we are ready to go for a Tuesday edition of the program. We have a busy program today. A number of guests that'll join us next hour. Jesse Veeder will be here. You read Jesse Veeder's column? I do. It's great. And, of course, she's a musician, national recording artist. She's a columnist, she's a rancher, and now she's an author. She's written the book Coming Home. So we'll talk with the pride of McKenzie County. Those are my words, because she is. Jesse Veeder on her book Coming Home today on the program. David Wrighton is going to be here. I love my conversations with David Wrighton. They usually happen at Hustfest, but today we invited David Wrighton to come on and talk about tomorrow, when it is your first opportunity to buy tickets for Hustfest. And we'll tell you all about that coming up on the program. Chris Berg will be here from the Point of View with Chris Berg program that you watch on KX4. If you're in eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota, or if you're in western North Dakota, you watch it at 9:30 on West Dakota Fox. And Chris will be on tonight to talk about some things that he is doing related to the Dakota Access Pipeline. Oil is flowing, you know. Oil, the loop is complete, if you will, where Bakken oil is getting through the pipeline down to the refinery. So a momentous day for sure. And Matt Ramsey, the president of the Energy Transfer Partners company, gave Chris a great little walkthrough on all the different safety precautions that are included in that stories. Other people in the media just don't seem to think it's worthy. It's just amazing. You know, there are media stories that are, you know, sort of agenda driven, bogus, non-entities, I would call them, right? And then there's stories, that should be there that are omitted. They're unbelievable. And, you know, we're probably guilty of that, too. I wake up in the middle of the night and think, is there something else that, you know, we should be talking about on the show? Maybe folks, don't want to talk about Donald Trump today. They want to talk about the mayor of Bismarck, Mike Salinger. I don't know. Whatever it is. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. You're all part of this program. One of the nicest, kindest, most wonderful things that we hear on this show is, you know, I really listen. I love your show, and I listen every day. I mean, that just, like, melts me. We appreciate it so much. I'm so humbled to know that we have the audience that we do that enjoys the program. So we thank you for that. But we don't want to pretend that we know exactly what you'd want to know more about or what you'd like to, learn about, what you'd like to have celebrated, whatever, on the program. So never be afraid to say, did you know, have you heard about, you need to have this person on, I'd like to hear more about, anytime, okay? Literally. You can call the show when we're live, and you can leave a message 24/7 on the 855-200-1776 line. That's kind of a master line, 24/7. You press 1 on that number anytime, day or night, and you leave a message. 855-200-1776. That's our Gal Friday, if you can say that anymore, Gal Friday. I don't know. I'm still going
God, you may have to define that for some people who don't know what that means.
Gal Friday, to me, has always meant, you know, the person in your office that is just does it all, right? In our case, it's Marie. Just no matter what, just going to get it done. The Gal Friday. Special person would be another way I would define it.
I don't think you can say gal anymore.
I don't think you can either. I remember arguing with a reporter of the Grand Forks Herald years ago by the name of Liz Fetter. I said gal one time, and she about, gal? You can't use that word. What? Why?
That's why I get a kick out of Rush. You know what he calls the National Organization for Women? He calls it the National Organization of Gals. just to poke the tiger.
Guys, gals, boys, right. Girls, men, women, you know, whatever, he, she, I mean, I'm not changing, Todd, until you and the HR bell ring, I'm not changing.
I'm just bringing it up before somebody else does, because I could see that call coming. You can't call them gals anymore, and you certainly can't call them Gal Friday.
Well, you can't
if you
call,
think about it, it should be that way every day anyway. So, it should
the Gal Friday line is not even a human. It's an automated way for you to interact with us on this 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message, 2 to chat with us live on the air, and then there's other options to chat with people on the staff and, you know, get the main office and all that. I don't think the machine could be offended. So I think we're safe. I think we're in pretty good shape. But I'm sincere about that. Or just, you know, whenever, call the program. I'm really not being cutesy. I appreciate knowing what you're it's probably the one thing that keeps me up at night. You know, because Todd and I kind of have a gut about, you know, this is interesting. Gosh, can you believe that? Look at that story. You know, throw things back and forth, whatever. And that's just us. Now, we've been doing this for a while, so we think we have a pretty good idea of what interests you and what you want to know about, but we don't know for sure. So just a long way of saying let us know. So anyway, all those guests coming up next hour, this first hour, we can talk about whatever you want, including what you want to talk about. Now, my instinct today would be to share a story with you about yesterday, I don't know, 4 or something, yesterday afternoon. I had a dentist appointment a little after 5, and I got a breaking news alert from the Washington Post that Donald Trump had done something they didn't think was good, and that was reveal some very delicate sources, information and stuff we got from a source, and, you know, sharing this information with none other than, are you ready? The Russians. Because we can't have a story these days that has Donald Trump in it without having something to do with the Russians in it. Now, folks, there's an agenda at work here. You got to know this. There's an agenda at work. Do you remember during the presidential campaign, someone from the Democratic National Committee being murdered in what was called a botched robbery? Do you remember that? I'm just going to bring you that back to this sidebar for a second here, okay? So there was a botched robbery, and someone from the DNC was murdered. Now, we later found out the botched robbery didn't even include the people taking the billfold. Botched robbery to me since I meant to rob you, but it went bad, so I ended up killing you. I mean, that's what a botched robbery means to me, but there wasn't even a robbery involved here because I didn't even take the guy's wallet. Anyway, his parents have come out with information now, according to a story in The Hill magazine, that on his computer was contact, proof of contact with WikiLeaks. Follow me now. WikiLeaks is the source of all of the emails related to Hillary Clinton that everybody said for sure came from Russia. Now, that Julian Assange from WikiLeaks has said they didn't come from Russia. But we're not going to reveal our source because we don't reveal our source. Now we have a Democratic National Committee staffer who was murdered, who has a laptop with contact with WikiLeaks. So maybe the emails didn't come from Russia at all, just like Julian Assange said. Maybe the emails came from an inside hit job at the Democratic National Committee. Not fond of Hillary and how she was acting. Not fond of how they were handling Bernie Sanders. Now, if you know that's the case, what would you do? You would fan the flames of this Russia thing like there's no tomorrow. You would fan those flames like crazy. So now, fast forward to last night. Breaking news. Donald Trump gave sensitive information to the Russians. According to whom? Read the story, dig into the story, and you find it's former administration officials. Let me translate that for you. These are unnamed people. We don't have their names. We only know they were former administration officials. Guess what? That's the Obama administration. And guess what they want? They want as much Russia-Donald Trump connection as possible. Now, remember last week, James Comey's fired, director of the FBI. There is a similar breaking news story from the New York Times. James Comey was fired because Trump found out he was asking for more resources for what? The Russian investigation. Unfortunately, the acting director of the FBI, a Democrat, comes out and says, that's not true. We don't do it that way. The New York Times lied. They all lie. Their sources are all tainted. They hate Donald Trump. They hate everyone around him. They want to take him down. The whole story bores me to tears. It's so obvious what's going on, it's ridiculous. You can't trust the media. You can't trust these former officials. What you have, ladies and gentlemen, is Donald Trump versus the swamp. Meanwhile, they're getting a lot of things done. Look at North Dakota. Opening up markets for beef. Check. And a win for egg. Coal. And the war on coal. And those crazy words. Check. Pipeline. Done. Check. A lot of stuff's getting done. So I don't know whether to even pay any attention. Are you fatigued by how much lying is going on? Do you want us to follow? Tell me.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here. You know, I've really enjoyed my conversations with Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I've learned a lot about hot tub use. I have one myself. I absolutely love it. And the one thing Vince says that's really stuck with me is how every day is made better. Well, I agree with that. I love it. Then I heard the story of Dave, and I say, nothing compares to this. He credits what he's able to do every day to a hot spring spa. Every day made better. Right, Dave?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been busted up for most of my life. Had a oil rig accident back in the 80s where I broke my back and bones in my feet and my ankles. And, you know, now that I'm 57 years old, arthritis has kind of set in and, you know, just not as physically fit as I once was. So I get up every day pretty much in some sort of pain somewhere throughout my body. So I go right to the hot tub. I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
How's that for every day made better? Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Next to Spitfire West Fargo, in front of Sam's Club Bismarck, the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot, and South Washington Grand Forks in front of Kmart.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. All I have to say is MyPillow, and I go into La La Land like I'm dreaming just a little bit, sleeping, just so you know, can have that feeling when the head goes on the pillow and the pillow is just perfect. That's what you get from MyPillow every single time. Ask anybody that owns one. That's why they're able to offer this 10-year warranty that it will not go flat. And a 60-night money-back guarantee. So you can say, Scott, I'll trust you. I'll buy one. But if I don't like it, I can take it back. I can send it back. Sleep on it for 59 nights. Say, no, not for me. See? Simple as that. You get a 50% savings when you use our promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Free shipping on orders over $100. And I got a deal now, 40% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. So, a lot of good deals. 800-506-9028. All right, a couple of calls that came in during the break. Others welcome here at 800-228-0550. Story about a deputy that was killed in a shootout this morning in Montana. The suspects are in custody. Don't have a ton of details, but I will unearth the latest on that. Just breaking right now. Another texter says there's a free preview performance by the cast of the Madora musical in Bismarck today at the Heritage Center. Now, that's something to talk about. Thank you for letting us know. I love those little preview performances. They're great. Boom around the state. Fantastic time. Missoula is where that shooting was. I-90 westbound currently closed while evidence is collected at the site of where this happened. A deputy from Broadwater County Sheriff's Department. North Missoula County Sheriff's Office is the one that's reporting it, saying a Montana deputy from Broadwater County has been killed in the shooting. I-90 westbound currently closed. Multiple agencies on the scene. The initial incident began during a traffic stop near Three Forks when two suspects got in a shootout with law enforcement. Alert was issued for law enforcement to be on the lookout for the vehicle. It was spotted, and a pursuit began westbound on I-90. Deputies deployed a spike strip, but were unable to stop the vehicle. One of the suspects began to fire at law enforcement about 35 miles east of Missoula. The vehicle came to a rest east of Rock Creek. The passenger got out, shooting at multiple officers. The suspect was shot and taken to the hospital while the driver was taken into custody. The name of the deputy killed, not being released at this time. Pray for all involved in that situation in our neighboring Montana today. Not fun. All right, a couple of the calls that came in during the break. Just before I do that, I have fatigue over what's going on. And yesterday was a prime example. A news alert comes out, so I watch this news alert come out about 4:30 or something, okay? I have a dentist appointment at 5. And the reason I told you that is because I just watched it all unfold in real time. News alert comes out. I read the news alert, and I go, give me a break. Give me a break. And I go to the story, and I see, unnamed sources from previous administrations. And what a joke. Just you pile on one day after another. Pile on, right? It's so obvious to me what's going on. And then I think, nobody's going with this. And nobody really does for a while. And then all of a sudden, boom, Fox News, story about it. Boom, New York Post got a breaking news alert. Boom, CNN news alert. Boom, boom, boom. All of a sudden, 24/7. And then the National Security Advisor has to come out and say, no, this is what happened. And then breathlessly all night long, all the different angles of this. From some unnamed sources on the heels of last week when all kinds of things were wrong. So, my fatigue is to say, do you even care? Do you even want me talking about this? I mean, in other words, is this interesting to you to know what I think about these unnamed sources or how they roll this stuff out? Or are you as bored with it as I am? And I'm just going to simply, look at real actions and results and judge the administration, good or bad on that. Is that a good idea, a bad idea? All of this Swamp versus Trump stuff is boring to me. Now, I don't think we can ignore it in the sense of just Trump's on your own, go fight the swamp. But part of me, I'd rather talk about Madora or Watford City, or, you know, things we can fix here, because it's so ridiculous. But I know Trump's important to a lot of people in our audience. He is important to me too. I think he's being unfairly treated. I think he's unlike any president we've known in modern times, and that's okay. That's how he got elected. And the swamp hasn't figured that out. They're going to take this guy down. I mean, I really believe Republicans and Democrats want to take him down, because if he succeeds in winning over the swamp, all the ways they work go away. So those are just some of my thoughts. Let me go to Lad first here on the road. Lad, you're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just listening to another radio station, won't mention any name, but he's going on and on about this whole thing, making it a great big deal, and his contention was that it was somebody inside that room that went to the NSA or the CIA and reported it because it was such an egregious offense. But my take is okay, let's say that's exactly what happened. Then the CIA or the NSA, their best way of dealing with this is by leaking it to the Washington Post? It just makes no sense to me, and I think it's just another example of them making a mountain out of a molehill.
Well, then also the Washington Post lied, because they said former officials. They didn't say current officials. Somebody in the room, somebody that is currently at the NSA. That's a lie. Now, the other thing, and this is I assume I know who you're talking about, and we will forgive you this one time for listening to that, only because you called to report the bias that was going on there. So we'll give you a pass. But I'm guessing, this person's future, that person gets up every day wanting a certain person with the same last name to do well politically, right? And as long as Trump does well, the other person doesn't do so well. And the approval ratings in the polls in North Dakota bear that out. Donald Trump is way more popular than Heidi Heitkamp. Way more popular. Okay? And so his job is to try and tear Trump down. So again, it's a tainted source. It's crazy. But that to me is so obvious, Lad. That's why I'm sharing the frustration here. It's just obvious.
It is so obvious, and I am frustrated. I get sick of it every single day. It's never support the man. It's beat him down every way possible. And if it was with any of it truth to any of it whatsoever, maybe it would be different. But it's all lies and unnamed sources. And who even knows if it's an unnamed source or if it's just a reporter saying, I've got this from an unnamed source, and the unnamed source is actually the reporter just making up a lie.
Well, unnamed sources of a former administration tells me it's Obama folks who, again, are consumed with taking Trump down, too. Thanks, Lad. Good call. More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Are you appreciated where you work? Do folks there tell you how much they appreciate what you do? Let me tell you a story about the folks at Polar Service Center. You are compensated well. There is a great benefit package. But most importantly, they appreciate their team members at Polar Service Center. And there's a great opportunity waiting for you right now at the Polar Service Center in Williston. They're looking for experienced mechanics. If you're a technician ready to go to work, you can make up to $32 an hour right now. Great pay. Superior benefits too, including medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, and life insurance. A great paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and much more. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592, to apply for this job at Polar Service Center. Locations in Williston, Kildeer, Billings, Montana. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. That's 495-3592.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
That Scott Hannon talks about this this Donald Trump news today and the murder of Seth Rich. It's imperative. I don't get cable TV. I guess Fox News covered it, the cable channel. But John Podesta works for Washington Post. He was hired February 23rd, 2017. And he was a former employee. So, anyway, it's imperative he talks about it today. The entire half hour would be great, giving details out. It's a hit job by the DNC, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I appreciate your call.
This guy was to testify against Hillary Clinton and was murdered the day before.
Right. I know what you're talking about there. You're talking about a story we did talk about already, just so you know, but we didn't spend a half hour on it, so I will plead guilty as charged there. But I do think it's an important story. It's in The Hill today, and it is a story about the DNC staffer that had contact with WikiLeaks. Another texter says, welcome to Realville. If you read all the news going on at the time of the so-called robbery, you could see that was a hit. There is new news here that relates to what was on his laptop, and that was that he was in contact with WikiLeaks. So his name is Seth Rich, and the family is pushing this story. There was a reporter that was pushing the story that did get put away. The police department nor the FBI have been forthcoming, says Rod Wheeler, the private investigator. They haven't been cooperating at all. I believe that the answer to solving his death lies on that computer, which I believe is either at the police department or either at the FBI. I have been told both. Wheeler said sources have told him there is information linking Rich to WikiLeaks. I have a source inside the police department that has looked at me straight in the eye and said, Rod, we were told to stand down on this case, and I can't share any information with you. This is in The Hill. Okay? So, I agree. That's a big story. That one needs to be followed. No doubt about it. There's another one, Todd, that I didn't get to, I believe. At least one. Maybe more.
Scott, what did you think of that 50-plus page waste of resources and effort in Monday's forum? Betcha you don't know what your parcel number is, and I'll wager 99% of the public has no idea what their parcel number is. Just a big waste of taxpayer money.
That caller is talking about a section in the Fargo Forum, was it yesterday?
Yep.
This week. And it was a $300,000 expenditure mandated, as I understand it, by the law. And Chris Berg was on the story last night, and we can talk to Chris about it later too, and when he joins us next hour, if you remind me, Todd, I'll bring it up with him. Todd, he was being critical of the former Fargo Moorhead, saying, "Oh, isn't this nice? Get a $300,000 little a present from government."
Which you can put online for a couple of bucks, but whatever.
Yeah, I think the problem is with the law mandating it.
It's a little antiquated, isn't it?
Yeah, his point was at a time like this, when you're pinching pennies, you ought not be spending $300,000 on this most ridiculous, 50-page deal where, you know, really it's, you know.
What would Governor Burgum say if you're on right now? What would he say?
Of course he would say, it.
Really, we're not going to spend six figures in print. Come on.
He'd say reinvent it. Do it different, I believe. And I agree. If the caller is asking what do I think of it, I think it's a bad idea. But I think it needs a change at the level of government. Why is it mandated? Why is that mandated? Does it make any sense? Who are we protecting here?
And we need to wait a year and a half now to get that law changed till the next legislative session.
If somebody doesn't have it in their computer, or somebody doesn't have access to a computer, you know, go to the library, right? Know that, I need to see this online. I just think there's a way to get around spending that money. So appreciate the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Let's see here what else we have for texts. It is time that we, the taxpayers, start telling politicians what to do, what we need, then what to say. We pay them, we hire them, we fire them. Instead of the politicians always telling us what we want and need. Good approach there. Yeah. I like that. I like that. Texter says, just another baseless attack on Trump. What a joke. I trust President Trump far more than our leftist media, and that includes most of the people on Fox. Yeah. All this rambling about President Trump and the Russians is to take attention away from Hillary, because that would lead straight to Obama. They should both be in prison, says another texter. South Dakota listener, thank you for that. Scott, thank you for just explaining that situation with the media last night. I don't think some people see through the real truth. Maybe talk more today about emphasizing the biased media. Thanks again. I listen every day. There he is, Todd. I listen every day. Doesn't your heart just get all warm and fuzzy when you hear that? Listen.
Absolutely.
Rubbing my heart right now. Yes, thank you very much. Lots of warm and fuzzies from that. And I
don't get it too warm there. We don't want you to have an attack.
I don't know how you do this, because honestly, I think the people that are listening to this program are really savvy consumers of the news. They understand when they open a newspaper, watch an evening newscast, they might not be getting the straight scoop. They're going other places to inform their conscience, I guess, to inform themselves about, to get all sides of an issue, to be able to make an informed judgment. That's what I believe most of you are. So when the texter is saying, you know, talk a little bit about this because some people can't see through that, maybe emphasize the biased media, I'm happy to. I almost feel as though I'm a broken record on it. I mean, I'll give you another example. Here's an example. Hopefully this will suffice for what you're asking for. The James Comey firing last week, okay? Think about all the reporting, all the inches of stories written in newspapers, all the radio reports, television reports you heard about that, all the commentary on talk shows, breathless, over and over and over again. I'd venture that less than 1% of it included this fact. As president of the United States, Donald Trump can fire James Comey at any time. James Comey serves at the will of the president. And guess who confirmed that fact in the middle of the firestorm? James Comey. He didn't say, poor me. He didn't say, oh, this was a rip job. He said, I serve at the pleasure of the president. He doesn't want me there anymore. He doesn't need a reason. He doesn't need a reason. So they're busy inventing reasons. He doesn't even need one. He didn't do anything wrong. It's noise. It's designed to get you sucked in to think there's something horrible and awful about Donald Trump, irregular, illegal, whatever. That's what they're trying to do. Now, let me give you another example. And it's yesterday's. This breathless story that everybody's freaking out about now about, the intel that Donald Trump revealed sensitive sources to the Russians in a meeting in the Oval Office. Do you know, as President of the United States, Donald Trump could take any piece of intel, any information, and give it to anybody without violating one rule, law, anything? Basically, it's for him. He's the head of the government. CIA and NSA and the FBI, they're all under the president. They gather this information through the different apparatus, get it to him to make a decision. So he can take a piece of it. In this case, what he's basically saying is, number one, it wasn't as sensitive as you're saying. Number two, I'm trying to get the Russians to understand what ISIS is doing on planes and save lives. That's what you do with intel. But he can do that anytime he wants. So we have two stories this week and last week that were media freakouts that didn't include very basic information like what I just told you. So if you're a savvy consumer of the news, I think any time I heard anything from the Washington Times or the New York Times, Washington Post, I go, I don't know if I believe that. Just be very careful what you believe because there is that bias. Thanks for the text. Appreciate the comment. Neil, Alexandria, Minnesota. What's on your mind?
And you maybe covered this. I'm not sure. And I'm just changing the subject for just a moment because I don't have the luxury to get to listen to you every day just when I get a chance. But I think I seen on the news that the U.S. Bank, there's protests that they would help finance oil companies or they'd work with them, that they're going to wash your hands and won't work with pipelines, oil companies anymore. Did you hear anything about that, Scott? And one other thing, and I'll take these answers off the air. I thought I heard, too, a while back, that 33 protesters, that they dropped the charges. And what were the charges? Was it disorderly conduct, vandalism? And who decided not to go ahead and prosecute? And if you know anything about them two things, I'd appreciate it. And I'll get off the phone. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Neil. Glad you're listening. Appreciate that. Rev, here's a note. Let's add to our wish list for guests the county attorney in Morton County. We've asked before and just haven't had him on. I know it was a busy time we did. Let's get him back on because I do want some answers on that. He's right. I don't know why the charges were dropped. I want to know more. And I saw it but didn't really follow up on it. On the U.S. bank deal, they were the first major bank to stop financing the pipeline construction. I did see it. There's been so much of this where they're basically, what's going on is the No DAPL folks, by the way, again, this is a story you don't know. They're very well funded. Okay, George Soros and his ilk are writing checks to fund people like this to try and bully big banks, to send swarms of people into North Dakota and protest the pipeline. This is a well-organized scheme. And banks like U.S. Bank should be ashamed. Let me repeat, U.S. Bank, you ought to be ashamed for succumbing to Jesse Jackson bullying-like tactics on garbage like this. Because guess what? This won't be the first time they come to your door, knock on your door and say, hey, stop giving money to these people. Stop participating in commerce. Look, give me a break. You can't sit there and willy-nilly, based on social causes, decide you're going to give one to this one, but you're not going to give one to that one when it's a lawful project. It's disgusting.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What lessons can be learned from the Dakota Access Pipeline protest? That question today for Scott Davis, Executive Director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission.
I really believe our state and our tribes and our communities can do better. Again, this is a big bump in our road, but it's the mindset. I think it goes back to the personal mindset of people, whether or not they want to have the heart, have the faith, have that value of wanting to respect one another, no matter what color, race, creed, what have you. You know, we just got to create a better way moving forward of respect, communication, understanding, forgiveness. And I really think that begins with faith, Scott. I really believe that. But again, it's something that I'm going to do all I can to lead that. And again, it's going to be very, very challenging, but it's something I'm up to.
That's Scott Davis, Executive Director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission, as part of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Polar Service Center is hiring up to $32 an hour if you got a loved one that's looking to come home. Give them this telephone number, Gary Meyer, 701-495-3592. Maybe a welder. Maybe somebody with tank or trailer experience. You know, they're looking for managers. I mean, all kinds of things. And a great company. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, Minnesota company. And they have service centers in Williston, Kildare, and Billings, Montana. Up to $32 an hour, incredible health benefit package, 401k of the works, 701-495-3592. Gary, call him at 495-3592 and tell him Scott sent you. Where were we? Oh, I know. So during the break, I decided to send my blood pressure to the roof. And I got Fox News here and MSNBC over there. And I got breaking news all over the place. They're still breathlessly reporting, Trump gave Russians great intel! Woo!
They're freaking out, okay? And Fox News alert, I see, Intel sharing claim sparks political firestorm. Everything we've been talking about here today, okay? And I see they have Dennis Kucinich on. Now, Dennis Kucinich was on the Intel committee, I believe, for a lot of years, but from a congressman from Ohio, uber liberal. I've interviewed him many times. The guy is left of Lenin, okay? I mean, way over there. Even a presidential candidate, I think, last go around because he thought Hillary and Bernie weren't liberal enough or something. So one of the Fox reporters is asking him, you know, now the Russians have denied that anything was shared with them. They're saying he didn't give us anything. There was no intel shared. There was nothing classified shared. I mean, you know, actual people in the room saying something. And I'm thinking, well, Dennis Kucinich is going to say, well, screw the Russians, right? I mean, Donald Trump's lying. He's lying. Much to my dismay, he did not say anything of the sort. Listen to this.
Well, first of all, I read the Washington Post story very carefully. And more than that, I spent 16 years in the United States Congress tracking all these things that are said about foreign policy. There's a high BS quotient going on right here, and the meter should be going off all over town. You know, we don't need to look to Russian for any affirmation here. We need to ask questions about why is this intelligence community trying to upend the President of the United States with these leaks? Here's the Post story. I mean, it's and all over town people are saying, well, the President did this and that. Look, I disagree with President Trump on a number of issues. But on this one, there can only be one president, and somebody in the intelligence community is trying to upend this president in order to pursue a policy direction that puts us in conflict with Russia. The question is, why and who? And we need to find out.
Wow. I could listen to that all day long. I just got chills listening to it for a second time, and I got chills the last time. I hope you did. Because what he is just saying there about the intel community, the intelligence community, and Chuck Schumer warned about this. He said, boy, I can't believe Trump's going after the intel community because they'll get back at you. See, that's the swamp. The swamp knows how the swamp works. Schumer is the swamp, Democratic leader. Been there a long, long time, he knows. What are you doing now? They're going to get back at you. What are they doing now? And many times. This is a battle of all battles, folks. They ought to take Donald Trump down unlike they would take anyone down, a political opponent down. It's at a different level. And Dennis Kucinich, God bless him, has the guts to say it right there. Did you hear what I heard? National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster is going to be holding a briefing on all of this at 10:30. So they're going to do it. Listen to Kucinich again here. Listen to what he says.
But on this one, there can only be one president, and somebody in the intelligence community is trying to upend this president in order to pursue a policy direction that puts us in conflict with Russia. The question is why and who, and we need to find out.
All right, you get that? I mean, there's so many things there to unpack. But somebody high up in Intel is trying to, you know, take out Donald Trump and connects it directly to Russia. This is very weird, and it is what's behind everything. And so some reporter sitting at the Washington Times gets a call from a former administration official to say, boy, do I have a bombshell for you. You can't believe what Trump just did. And then probably usually go to another source. Who that'll be? Let's see. Who's quoted in here? Sources. Oh, it's all former administration officials. So, you know, here's the number for the other guy that can tell you the same thing I'm telling you. It's disgusting. Disgusting. Has anybody from the New York Times apologized for last week's flat-out bold-faced lie? The confirmation for the reason James Comey was fired, because he was looking for resources for a Russian investigation. Trump found out and fired him right on the spot. That's what that was, the final straw. You're gone. You're out of here. Hey, Mr. FBI man that's taken over for James Comey, did James Comey ask for resources for a Russian investigation? No, we don't do that. Oh, I didn't see the correction. I didn't see the headline. We were wrong. Don't believe him, folks. I don't believe. And really what happens is New York Times, Washington Post drive a lot of the news you see on CNN, MSNBC, even Fox News Channel, for that matter, and read the Bismarck Tribune, the Fargo Forum, and all over. You know, it's just all regurgitated. Buyer beware. Bottom line, that's all I can tell you. Buyer beware. Jesse Veeder. We'll talk some fun coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Diesel mechanics, listen up. Trailer technicians, have I got a deal for you. Polar Service Center is hiring. Kildare and Williston locations are in Billings, Montana, too. If you want to be appreciated, compensated for the value you bring to an organization, then this opportunity is for you. Up to $32 an hour. And they have a training program. Great benefits with medical, dental, and prescription insurance. Disability and life insurance included. Paid time off program. 401k with employer match. Flexible spending account. And so much more. Polar Service Center, with locations in Kildare, Williston, and Billings, Montana, too, is a great place to work. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And they have Polar Service Centers in North Dakota, Montana, and all across the country. To apply, call Gary now, 495-3592, 701-495-3592, 495-3592, Polar Service Center.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.